It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
He's fired up. He's ready to go. He's Darren Dreger. He's our hockey insider from TSN in his customary Thursday afternoon slot. Yes. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. There's lots going on around the National Hockey
League. Well, do tell. Do tell. Yeah. Where's the focus?
A little bit of everywhere, to be honest. Where do you want to start? I mean, you've got all kinds of... Swayman? Yeah, not a lot going on around Jeremy Swayman, unfortunately. That's not to say that, you know, they're still not engaged, which is maybe an advancement considering, you know, what we learned earlier this week, right? When Cam Neely came out and divulged specifics of how the negotiation was going, put out numbers there that clearly rankled Louis Gross, who represents Jeremy Swayman. I'm sure Swayman wasn't too thrilled with it. You know, in the day, I think, or in the moment, as both sides have pushed away, you know, there's still a recognition and a want to get something done here. This is just the sourness that goes into a lot of contract negotiations. This one is a little bit unique because I think both sides did a pretty good job of keeping it out of the public eye until Cam Neely decided, no, let's just lob that $64 million out there and see if anybody is paying attention. Boston knows that it's in the best interest of their organization to get something done. Like Jim Montgomery has talked about Korpisalo and the good camp that he's had. But I think we all can appreciate that, you know, Jeremy Swayman, based on his play, is an upgrade. And if Boston is going to do anything, they're going to need to be strong out of the gate. So there's still time, but both sides will admit that they don't have a timeline other than what Don Sweeney continues to remind us of, and that's December 1st. So I suppose the update really isn't one. It's just that they're continuing to negotiate and communicate.
I feel like, and I'm not saying that sometimes feelings take over, but when Cam Neely spoke, he was angry. And when Louis Gross spoke, there was some feelings attached to it. And I'm wondering if now Jeremy Swayman, who went to arbitration last year and kept a note on everything that the Bruins said about him in the arbitration hearing and kept reading it last year. And one of the things that they said...
Why would anyone do that, by the way?
Keep notes?
Take notes?
No, why would you keep revisiting something if it's negative? The whole point of everything now is to move forward, utilize people in your organization to get you in a better place.
I know, but Michael Jordan would fuel himself.
Yeah, fuel, but not negatively. Well, I don't know.
Told me I couldn't do it. Watch out. I'll do it. Right. Jeremy Swayman said they told him he'd never done it in the playoffs. Okay. Give me a chance. Let me show you. So I feel like feelings are getting involved now. That's never a good thing when you're negotiating $64 million or $70 million contracts.
I get it. But, you know, the Boston Bruins historically have also been that organization where players just take less, right? I mean, you know, we used to talk about, you know, whether it was
Ray Pierce Bergeron.
They literally were the human salary cap in certain cases, right? Yeah. And, you know, then all of a sudden Charlie McAvoy comes and he demands and commands a big contract at 9.5. And I think we do have to be careful. And this is where it does get a little bit frustrating, I think, for all parties, is when numbers are being speculated on that maybe aren't true. Or you're talking about a gap where the parameters of what any initial ask might start as, and then the counter is this. Okay, well, that doesn't mean that it's insurmountable, right? And I I'm in the camp that if I were that player, I went through arbitration, and it's the job of the club to try and keep that number as low as possible in that environment. I demo would take notes too. So the next time when I've got leverage, or I think I've got leverage, which unfortunately from Swayman's perspective, like as a restricted free agent, there's only so much leverage you do have. But that's the takeaway from a contract negotiation like this. I think of Winnipeg and Perfetti, who recently got their deal done. Mm-hmm. Well, you think Cole Perfetti enjoyed any part of that process? No, he didn't, nor did the club. But the hammer goes back to the player now. On a bridge deal, you have two good years, and then you remember everything that you went through, stuff that you think that you left on the table, and then you force the club into a different situation. So that's got to be the mindset or part of it anyway from Swayman's standpoint.
His value is also incredibly high. Should they trade him if it is clearly at some point, if they clearly realize he has said or they have said whatever. If it comes to the point where one side says, we're not doing this anymore, it's over. What's his trade value? Where would he go? What would be the best fit?
And that's the challenge. You can conjure up fits. But as any team that has ever made a meaningful trade will tell you, good luck getting maximum return when the season has already started. When you're talking about a number one goaltender, how do you break apart the roster that you've spent, a chunk of your offseason, perhaps, your history in trying to develop just to accommodate? Now, let's see how the goaltending carousel turns here in the games ahead to start the regular season. Somebody gets hurt. There's always an appetite for a top-level goalie. I think Swayman would have to demand a trade and recognize that, if they don't find the perfect fit and the perfect return, then guess what's happening? You're sitting on the sideline. That's what's happening. And I don't think that should be acceptable from his standpoint either.
Shouldn't be acceptable, but he'll make the money up at some point and missing a year. Like Michael Pekka sat out a whole year, right? And it wasn't about the money at that point. It was about feelings and, things that were mentioned and whatnot. Sabres traded him a year later, got Taylor Pyatt, Tim Connelly, whatever. Is it full value for Pekka? Maybe not, but it was pretty good value. I think it's fine, but Boston's in trouble and Cam Neely seems angry and Don Sweeney seems like he doesn't really know what to say. So it's a big no-no going on. Hey, talking about goalies, Robin Lehner, he's not in the league. He's not playing. But now the Vegas Golden Knights are doing something no teams have ever done. Is basically you have to pay a guy and he doesn't count against LTIR or the cap or anything. I'm giving you money, but you're not in our books.
Yeah, Frank Saravalli reported that earlier today. And it's a curious one. There's no doubt about that. I'm sure that it's created angst across the league, especially from, the cap teams are going, really? Like, how does this happen? But I would submit this, and this is just my view from, bigger picture. This is a unique situation here. And the Players Association, the National Hockey League, have done some good things with the player and club in mind, not about letting teams off the mat. And I'm not comparing the Goudreau situation in the Columbus Blue Jackets to this. This is different. But the reason the Players Association, I think, and the National Hockey League would come to this agreement that there can and should be cap relief because the player is getting paid is because it's sensitive to Robin Lehner and his individual specific case. And frankly, I don't think we're entitled to know what that information is. That, whatever's going on in the world of Robin Lehner, that needs to be confidential unless he wants to tell his truth and tell his story. But I can assure you that the cap teams around the NHL are reaching out to Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly going, really? Like, what is happening here? But it is unique. And again, from looking at it from afar, based on what I know, and this is just small details. Hey, Vegas could have taken a different approach, right? They could have terminated the contract. Now, obviously, the agent and the Players Association would have grieved at that point. But if Vegas wins that grievance, then Robin Lehner gets $0, right? So the contract is terminated. In this case, Robin Lehner gets paid. The PA, the National Hockey League, agree that relief should be observed here. And that's what happens, whether teams like it or not. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I feel like, and not to unnecessarily get into details as to what's happening in Leonard's world, but I feel like from a league and team standpoint, a little more transparency here. And maybe it'll be forthcoming here very soon. So I don't want to, offend here in the comment. It's just, I can relate more with the cap teams right now wondering what the bleep and so it'll be very interesting to see, you know, how that evolves and whether
Vegas finally gets a break, Duffer. Vegas.
Well, I know. And that's the thing. Right. And you can imagine that, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned the Jets earlier. Feel like this story fell off the map.
Uh-oh.
Whatever happened when Nick Ehlers getting traded?
Yeah, he didn't.
And what will his value be at the end of this year when he finally walks himself into unrestricted free agency and there will no longer be any Jets and Ehlers trade rumors?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen where he walks himself into unrestricted free agency, unless, you know, Winnipeg is doing incredibly well. They see him obviously as a key piece, and, you know, if he continues to play the way he did last night, then yeah, we can envision that. And teams aren't afraid to use players, as you remember the term own rental.
Oh yeah.
I love that. You know what? I'll give Dave Nonis credit for that. I think he coined that when he was general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I think it was Tyler Bozak who was on an expiring deal at the time. And he said, yeah, you know what? We could use him as an own rental, meaning, I mean, that's a piece that's going to help you in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What we know about Ehlers and the Jets is that Shevoldayev went down the road with some teams on a trade in this offseason. The Carolina Hurricanes was one of the teams that emerged and was reported on. That was true. There were elements of that trade that aren't true in terms of what else Winnipeg was going to have to give up. And Martin Natchez, I think, was the piece that was coming back to Winnipeg, but he made it abundantly clear he wasn't going to sign in Winnipeg either. So then it kind of goes off the rails and goes sideways. So I think that Ehlers is a conversation piece for us in the insider business, no doubt about that. But unless or until there's a real good deal that Shevoldayev can sink his teeth into. And he's got a track record, doesn't he, of making some pretty good deals, especially with players. And it's not that Nick Ehlers doesn't want to be in Winnipeg anymore. It's just, you know, through circumstance, all of that, you know, he's just come to the determination that maybe he doesn't want to extend there. And he's entitled to that as a pending unrestricted free agent. So he'll be near the top of trade boards in the not too distant future for sure.
Okay, season starts for Buffalo tomorrow, but the preseason keeps going. There's been some fireworks, and we got like Geeky trying to fight Davies, and he had hit Edmund, and we got Kirby Doc and Ridley Gregg, and then Jack High and Stutzla. Like it was wild. But then I go back to my time plan, and I'm like, I had a brawl against Washington, I had a brawl against Calgary. Like it just seems like people lose their mind in preseason, and once in a while we get reminded of that.
Yeah, that's fair. And you know, look, we're talking about players who are trying to lock down spots on NHL clubs, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to last Saturday where all the shenanigans began, and that was Cedric Paré of the Toronto Maple Leafs, yeah, who's, again, trying to earn a spot. He won't at the NHL level here. You know, if he just lets Patrick Laine waltz by him, well, he's getting an earful, right? I mean, he gets back to the bench, he's getting an earful. I don't think that there was intent there. You know, Laine, as we can see, is trying to drift towards the middle, and there's an unfortunate collision. I think there should have been a penalty called on the play, but I don't think it was a suspendable offense. And now you fast forward to Arbor Jacki, you know, going after Cedric Paré, trying to exact his pound of flesh. Well, that's part of the toolbox.
He tried to decapitate him with a punch.
Yeah, I mean, it's not right, but you know this. I mean, you lived in that world. That's the job that Arbor Jacki has accepted. Now, he could have approached it differently, obviously, square up with Cedric Paré. And if Paré decides he's not going to fight, well, then, you know, he faces the wrath of his teammates and all of that around the league. This wasn't that. He jumped him. And, you know, there's a general sense out there, not from the Department of Player Safety, clearly, that Jacki should have been suspended for a game or two in the regular season for jumping Paré and pummeling them in the fashion that he did. And if he did that, then you fast forward to Tuesday's game and none of that would have happened. The only thing I would say is you've got two Canadian markets here. Well, three, if you include the Toronto Maple Leafs. You break down that Jacki hit on Tim Stützle, and there are some inside the NHL office that thought it was borderline penalty, a minor penalty. Yeah. And he ended up getting an interference major and got ejected from the game and all those things, but not suspendable, which also raises the ire of others around the NHL, rival teams who are like, what the hell is going on with the Department of Player Safety? So for George Parros, I mean, this is just standard stuff as we get towards the end of the NHL preseason.
Welcome to the Department of Player Safety. That's the Ryan Getzlaff. It's his first preseason. Yeah. And he and George Parros, I think, are in Nashville, and they're probably like, let's go to Tootsie's. Yeah. We'll get away from it.
Dregs, we got to fly. We got a season to start tomorrow. We'll see you next week.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Darren Dreger from TSN. Sabres Live continues. Stay with us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.